Indonesia with the news. Indonesia Minister for Affairs Sugiono said BRICS needs to play active and constructive role in encouraging peace and enforcing global norms. The minister, during the first session of BRICS Foreign Minister meeting in Rio de Janeiro on Monday, affirmed BRICS must be the pioneer in realizing a more just, peaceful and sustainable world. Reported by Erevi Bukurdadi. Apart from attending the meeting, the minister also had some bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from Brazil, Ethiopia and United Arab Emirates. Bank Indonesia has withdrawn 4 denominations of rupiah banknotes from circulation issued in 1979, 1980, and 1982. Quoted from Tempo, the central bank also urged the public to exchange these banknotes by specified deadline. Ramdan Didi Prakoso, executive director of Bank Indonesia's communication department, said in a written statement on Monday, the withdrawn denominations include the 10,000 rupiahs issued in 1979, 5,000 rupiahs issued in 1980, the 1,000 rupiahs issued in 1980, and the 500 rupiahs issued in 1982. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety, don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
The song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abba also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asks for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abba by Raja. Have a listen.
National hero of Indonesia. He is a fighter, media leader, ulama, minister, party leader, philosopher, reformer, and diplomat. Agus Salim was the best graduate of the HBS school during the Dutch Indies era, the 1500s from Netherlands, Europe, and East Asia. And listener, that's quotes of the day. Dinner time in Indonesia. Honestly, it's still like 4 p.m. now, but a lot of people on the roads has been trying to buy a lot of snacks during their time. I mean, before they're going home, because commuting around the big cities in Jakarta, it will take time. And especially in Jakarta, it will take like 2 hours to get home, so people usually will be buying some delicacies and fruits for them before having a real dinner. In case you are having bread, because, well, honestly, because of the lifestyle, especially a lot of coffee shops across the country, bread is like a very, very close friend for us, so people will try to do some prevention measures by buying fruits. And one of the best foods that people used to buy are bananas. Yeah, people are not really bananas about bananas, but they buy banana because it is, well, it is quite, make them, how do we call it? Banana is quite enough to postpone what's called your hunger. That is a very Indonesian term, I forget the English ones, but you get the gist, right? If you're hungry, you want to feel a little bit full, so you get to eat a banana. And it seems that, according to Taste Atlas, a website that catalogs a lot of foods from across the world, they also made a list about 7 best bananas in the world, from all 1,000 types, variants of bananas. And among the 7 types of bananas, one of them is from Indonesia. So let's begin the list. And of course, we got a lot of... See, I'm trying to find a real article about the bananas itself. So here is apparently there are top 12 bananas in the world, so I'd like to start from something in Indonesia we call it pisang mas. We have it also, but it's more like in... it's more famous in Malaysia too. It's called Lady Finger Banana. It's small, that's why people call it Lady Finger. A little bit sexist, but this banana is very sweet. And it can be distinguished by the size, taste, and also texture. It is very, very small, very, very thinly from the Cavendish banana. It's like 10 to 15 centimeters in length only. And it is so sweet and creamy, make it a favorite for people for fresh eating. But of course, if you want to eat it, not only one is not enough, you better need like four if you want to feel full like a normal Cavendish. And then let's go to the next one, the Plátano de Canarias. A Cavendish variety bananas grown in the archipelago of Canary Island. And the distinctive feature of these bananas are the brown flecks on the bright yellow skin because they have higher activity of enzymes in this variety, which makes the fruit ripen faster. And the fruits are graded by shape and are at least 14 centimeter long. However, the taste? The taste is very, very sweet because it is high on sugar and low in starch content. And nutritionally, these bananas contain more potassium and phosphorus and less sodium and calcium than those grown elsewhere. And moving on to the next one, Cavendish. We know this, it is the most widely known and consumed type of banana in the world today. And it is named after William Cavendish, the 6th Duke of Cavendish, who is credited with having propagated a plant from cropping in his greenhouse in England in the 19th century. But the variety itself originated from Southeast Asia, and it was introduced to other parts of the world, including in Canary Islands, near Spain. And the Cavendish bananas are known for their distinctive features. Some people said that it has a bright yellow skin, right? But honestly, the color can be a little bit more pale than other colors, and the size are medium size, and the taste are sweet and creamy texture. And then from number 4, if the previous ones are from England, Spain, and Malaysia, this one is from Indonesia. It's called Pisang Raja, or aka the King Banana. Well, it explains itself, because it is superior in taste, in texture, and also the size itself. Because it is quite big, but it's not plantain, so you do not need to, you do not need to cook it first, so you can eat this just for what it is. You can enjoy, imagine the lady finger banana, but in a normal or even bigger size, something like that. And then let's move on to the next one. If most bananas are yellow, the ones in India, for this type one is quite red, so the name is red banana or lal kila. I wish that our listener from India will try to tell us how to pronounce the word lal kila. So according to the taste atlas, it is like red and purple skin of banana. It is smaller, plumper, and has a creamier texture than Cavendish. And moving on to Uganda, they have matoke. And this is a very indigenous one. And apparently there are about 50 different types and subtypes of matoke. And they're shorter than regular bananas and somewhat thicker at the midsection. And because the starch content is quite high, the flesh of unripe matoke bananas is very, very hard. So you need to boil, steam, or roast it before you consume it. Although it is still categorized as a banana. It's really not like, I mean, the characteristics are more like plantain, right? Do you get me? Plantains and bananas are quite different. Banana can eat it just like it is, and plantain you need to process it before you can enjoy it. And then there are also other types of banana, like Manzana banana, Goldfinger, Buro banana from Mexico, and then Latina banana from Philippines, and then Gros Michel banana from Martinique in Caribbean, and also Blue Java banana. So, which one is your favorite? So, for myself, Goldfinger, because it is also put on the top. It is from Malaysia, also Indonesia, with a score 4.4 and taste atlas, because it's sweet, it's a palatable size. But if you have any other variants of banana that we need to know, you can share with us with the application RRE Digital.
Which is sauce and various flavors of
cashew powder, vanilla, and sweet corn. Want to try it?
And in a moment, you'll be listening to a story about cow or buffalo race called Kapan Sapi in Madura. Stay tuned, and it was of his Voice of Indonesia. Special feature service production of Radio Republic Indonesia, World's Office, Voice of Indonesia. You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture, originally from Madura Island.
Regency level or president club, it is not only about Karapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Karapan Sapi named Saronen. So practically, Karapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Karapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes, typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's a red and white t-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear bangkon or Javanese headgear, but this bangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special styles because bangkon for people and Karapan or palace are different. But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Please may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if the bulls lose. They are still followable though. When bulls are ready for race and enter start point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalanas or slat made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entire tribe not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from foot to supplement as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
The birds bring jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemafitan. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have birds for raise at dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Kapas that people raise as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed traits, though by using pekan.
Bull which uses a cane means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using the cane if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use a cane will not win against those using the cane, and it can be proved. Now there are two persons and I have used a cane since early 80s. The cane is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too. Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
Came
from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finished plowing paddy field, there is post harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment, featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization develop. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, cow penny is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era by using bulls. The second competition is crab praja. There are five kinds. First, crab penny. Secondly, crab praja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is crab unchenan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is crab karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for president crab. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Bolivar, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is crab jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura.